Hi, this is Andrew Gaffney, editor of Demand Gen Report, and I'm here at the Sales 2.0 conference in Boston. I'm joined by Tom Scontras, VP of Sales and Marketing with Glance Networks. Hi, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, no problem, Andrew. I appreciate it.
So, Tom, you were actually one of the speakers here at the conference and enjoyed your talk. You know, some of the interesting things you were talking about, the Glance model has moved from sort of that prosumer model to more of an enterprise customer.
That's right.
Talk about some of the challenges, what you found there in the different customer base.
Sure, I'd love to. So prosumer, for those that might not be familiar, is just our term for professional consumer. And the company has established a market share of about 3,000 to 4,000 unique companies around the world in the last several years in a model where we essentially drove through PPC and SEO with a key primary revenue objective to deliver leads to our site, and that they would actually take action by downloading a trial. And that's worked very well. Companies take on and quite incredible growth. But what we found over the years, a couple different things, one is that primary use of that product from the individual download and purchase was coming from essentially salespeople and support people. And then the next reasonable step for us to take, Andrew, was that to look around and say, well, where do those sales and support professionals live? And, of course, they live in leading CRMs like Salesforce.com and Oracle and the like. So recently, as of December, we announced one of our new two plugins for Salesforce.com and the AppExchange called Glance for Salesforce. And when we did that, we were pleasantly surprised. I would also admittedly say we caught a little bit on our heels with our sales and our marketing process, because we were still sort of stuck in this high volume, high transaction state of mind as a sales and marketing company, and really realized that once we got inside the CRM, we escalated the conversation to be much more value driven. Of course, user interface, simplicity, speed, time to connect, all those things were still important within on the user buyer side, but now we introduced a whole new stream of buyer within the operations executive, sales executive, marketing executive, who wanted to look at it, their demo process from top down, and get all those analytics. So what we realized we had done was we really ventured into this more traditional enterprise B2B space, and we needed to act quite quickly because of some of the demand. And since then, we found a lot of traction within that space. And what we did was we brought on an enterprise sales team. And what was vastly different was initially with the prosumer, it was really about casting nets, which is we were trying to grab as much volume at a lower average selling price, but very transactional model,
right,
and went much more to a targeted outbound model where we're looking for fewer transactions but a much larger ASP. And when we'll be able to sort of bring those things together, that's where we're starting to see some tremendous growth.
Right. What do you see as the differences in needs in terms of that the prosumer buyer versus the enterprise buyer? Needs or objectives, how are they different?
Internally, you mean from our sales model perspective or from the end user?
From what they're asking for you in terms of...
Well, it's interesting. The prosumer is very... The word comes from, the root of the word comes from business consumer, the very business consumer oriented. So, as far as their engagement experience, if that's what you're asking to engage us, they're looking for a very simple way to download software, try it, and then buy it. So they need that to not be overly complex. They need that to be a very simple in and out process. And I think we've been able to, to do that. From a product perspective, the prosumer on our side is just really looking for something that's simple, quick, and easy to use. And I think whether it's coming through our buyer process or actually using the product, we try to emulate those two customer experiences, regardless if they're actually in the UI user interface or they're actually going through the actual buying process. Literally turn that on its side. When you jump up to the enterprise, it gets much more complex because you have many different parts of the organization that get involved. Within a big, large Salesforce.com rollout, you can't just have somebody download a simple copy and plug it into the Salesforce instance, if you will. That has to go through a number of checks and balances at a very different level, and the conversations are entirely different.
Right. So speaking of some of that CRM integration, you also had an interesting announcement that we covered in Demand Gen Report about integration with Chatter.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what drove that and what kind of opportunities you see around that.
Well, what we're seeing it today at the Sales 2.0 conference and quite a bit. We've been on the CloudForce tour all year. I think tomorrow is our sixth of six cities this year, and we'll be at Dreamforce in August. And, you know, when you follow a guy like Mark Benioff, he's quite a visionary. He's done a fantastic job with that company. And you start looking at their chatter platform, you know, what we really start to move ourselves into is this whole new world of social selling. And you know, Mark refers it to, and Salesforce.com refers it to, as the social enterprise. So we look at chatter, and we've talked to a number of our customers and a number of their customers, and everybody sees a lot of pent-up value in chatter, and they actually are finding a lot of existing value in sort of quick communications, if you will. But we really wanted to take that to another level and go from quick communications to actually engaging collaboration. So with new release of Glance for Salesforce that comes at no additional cost with, Glance for Chatter that comes with no additional cost with your licenses for Glance for Salesforce, as soon as you start a presentation or online demonstration within Glance for Salesforce, and if I, for example, am following you, Andrew, within my Salesforce instance, Chatter will automatically notify me that a demo has been started or a support session has been started. And if I, of course, have all the right permissions, I can simply on the fly, no matter where I am, including an iPhone or any mobile device, click that link and instantaneously be joined to that online presentation and collaborate with you.
That's exciting. What you mentioned Dreamforce and heading into that as a big event. Anything you can share with us that you guys are working on now, any other integrations or product extension as you look out for the remainder of the year?
Well, Glance is, I'll give you this much. Glance's revenue model is changing and becoming a place where we realize that as Sales 2.0 and Customer 2.0 rolls out, there are larger applications like CRM, for example. You know, SAP is here today demonstrating their new release of Salesforce Automation. Oracle is here, you know, presenting on stage on the Oracle On Demand. And there's other companies, for example, like LivePerson with who do chat interactions within the outbound and inbound contact center. So maybe I'll give you a little bit of hint. Is one of those three, you know, will be announced as we go into August. So really our strategy is we have a great standalone product for the individual user. There's no doubt about it. I think we're over, you know, up 7,000-8,000 users worldwide. However, we also find an incredible sweet spot where we can take that simple screen sharing service and plug it into a broader, more enterprise-based solution that also not only creates user function but also gathers metrics on that selling process. So LivePerson is a great one, for example. And, you know, without showing too many of my cards, you know, we're expecting some pretty exciting things out of that partnership and some of the others that we mentioned as we go throughout the year.
Great. Thank you very much for taking time here.
You're welcome. I really appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through DemandGenReport.com.